Diese Unterscheidung fand ich ganz spannend.
I found the distinction very exciting because it has been brought to us by the children of former Vietnamese contract workers.
Kontraktarbeiter und Kontraktarbeiterinnen.
They say it makes a big difference.
Also es beides wäre quasi
for the second generation.
Die Kinder der migrierten Eltern. Aber es macht einen großen
if somebody spent their childhood in Vietnam,
gelebt hat und aufgewachsen und einen Großteil seiner ersten Sozialisation da erfahren hat und dann nach Deutschland kam,
or if someone was born here.
Wir haben mit sehr, sehr vielen Vertreter in der 1,5 und 2. Generation.
The socialization is very different. We have talked to many first and second generation representatives, and the main differences are that the first are bridge builders and may understand their parents' way of life because they have completely experienced Vietnam and have stronger ties to
Vietnam.
And know more about what the parents might mean, while the second generation does not have that experience at all. It seems that the language makes a big difference also. The Vietnamese language skills in the second generation are not as pronounced, which matters a lot in the families. When the parents speak only a basic German and the children speak only a basic Vietnamese, both generations say that they can't communicate well. They cannot speak well about subtleties. A somewhat rough climate. Talking to each other with limited language, they are unable to express themselves correctly. It seems to be a problem, but of course it may change. You have to remember that children grow up, that at the age of 16, 17, they may wish to travel to Vietnam voluntarily or without their parents.
Oder auch der Wunsch, dann vielleicht mal freiwillig nach Vietnam zu reisen oder auch mal ohne die Eltern oder so Prozess.
To experience, where does the family comes from?
Also auf die Frage, was
the question, how do parents and children deal with different emotional expression? At first I thought that they might negotiate this together and create something new. This doesn't seem to happen. Exchange only takes place within the generation. I often hear things like, our parents are aliens to us. They behave so strangely. I do not understand them at all. It is necessary to see this together with the social structure. You have to see it in the context. The contract workers who had to stay in Berlin after the fall of the Berlin Wall first had to build up something. They needed to work. They had lost about everything, and they went into independence, entrepreneurship, where you have to work incredibly much, very disciplined the whole day. And the children are left in the German system because there is no other way to handle that. And here it divides. What I found interesting is I spoke to young parents who have small children. And they try to raise their children with both worlds. But nobody said that they want to raise their children completely in the German way. As from what they experienced of young German families, they don't like that. Still, they look for some old remnants of reverence and respect from their Vietnamese background that they want to provide.